Dear Roger, and dear Annie, what a day this is. How you've longed for it. And now, look around you. You have a church full of people who've been longing as well. Not possibly with quite the same intensity. But we have longed that you should have this happiness and this lovely day. And look, you've given me a place right at the center of it. And I count it such a privilege. I've looked forward to it as a privilege of sharing the day with you. And I can't tell you how glad I am to be here and to be looking you in the face. I praise God. You've chosen lovely scriptures for our thoughts together. Especially Psalm 121. Years ago, I stayed in a vicarage in Southport, and the vicar's hobby was collecting clocks. And they all made some sort of a noise, all of them on the hour, some of them on the quarter, many of them on the half and on the three quarters. But when the hour came, I tell you, the very walls of the house shook. And I learned the difference between a chiming clock and a striking clock. Do you know what that is? Oh, good. A chiming clock is like Big Ben. It's Westminster chimes, ding dong, ding dong. A striking clock simply goes bong, 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 and tells you how many hours have passed. Psalm 121 is a striking clock, and the note it strikes is keeping and kept. Just listen. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. He will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. He will keep your going out and your coming in. That's six times. It's a 6 o'clock psalm. And it strikes that same note six times so that you can't miss it. In his hand you are kept, you are safe, you are looked after. First of all, you see, he is the creator. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now, I don't know why the person who wrote this psalm needed help. There's a big gap there in the psalm. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Why was he looking at the hills? I think possibly he was away at the other end of the country, and he was on his way up to the city of Jerusalem for worship, and he was thinking of those long, dark valleys that he had to pass through and the robbers that could come thundering down from the hills, something like that. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where am I? A poor, weak, feeble pilgrim. Where am I to get help from? But it doesn't tell us that, you see. It leaves a big gap there. So that you can fill in your own worries. As they occur, if threats should threaten you, you too can say, where does my help come? And answer, from the Lord who made heaven and earth, because every threat comes within his world and every event happens within his world. He is the one who is in charge. He's the one who's writing the story, and he's your keeper. That great Creator God is on your side. Then it says, he who keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Who's Israel? Well, I'll tell you. Israel are the people who sheltered under the blood of the Lamb on Passover night in Egypt before the Lord delivered them. He said to them, take a lamb and kill it, and take the evidence of its death, its blood, and spread the blood around the door and go in and stay there. While you shelter under the blood, nothing can touch you. And of course, that's what Jesus is to us. We are his Israel. He's the Lamb of God who shed his blood for us and for our salvation. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. We were at the Keswick Convention one year, Beryl and I, and we picked up a missionary who wanted to come from Keswick to Bristol, so we said, come back home with us. And then we found that she had nowhere to stay, so we said, stay with us. So she did. It's a lovely lady named Nora Vickers, and she was a missionary in Nepal, though she said that we should say Nepal, but we always say Nepal, so there you are. And her station where she worked was 4 days' walk outside Kathmandu. And her leave came. And the day before she was due to go on leave, she sprained her ankle. So how are you to do 4 days' walk to Kathmandu to go on leave? She hired a man to carry her. And he turned up on the morning in question with a great basket strapped to his back. And Nora sat in the basket. At least she was a fairly well-built lady. She put as much of her in the basket as she could get. And the rest hung over the side. Which is all very well until you come to paths that are about 3 feet wide running along a cliff and they take a right-hand turn. And when the person carrying the basket took a right-hand turn, please, where was the basket? It was out there over the dip. How important to have a foot that doesn't move. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. How carefully we're looked after when we belong to Jesus. How carefully we're looked after when we are part of his Israel and we have taken shelter under his blood. What a wonderful Savior he is to have. And then it goes on to say, the Lord is your shade on your right hand. I wouldn't like to preach a sermon without mentioning my aunts, my mother's sisters. They were lovely ladies, but to be frank, they were both of them more than a bit dotty. You know, genteelly eccentric. But in their day, they had been Edwardian beauties. and they guard it like anything in those early days, their milky white Edwardian complexions. In those days, a sunburnt skin wasn't admired at all. It was milky white. And to keep their skins milky white, even to their old days amongst their treasures, they had parasols. Did you ever see an Edwardian parasol? Made of little straw rods on paper, beautiful. And very gently, you see, if you went out in the sun, you put up your parasol. And where did you put it? Well, if the sun was there, that's where you put it, between you and the sun. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. He positions himself to stand between you and anything that might threaten you, so that the sun will not hurt you by day, that's a real threat, nor the moon by night, that's an imaginary threat. Whether the threat is real or imagined, the Lord is there protecting you. That's what your chosen psalm says, dear ones. I invite you on your wedding day to come into that shelter all over again. Take up your place in Christ all over again. Put up your parasol all over again and be in the shade, shelter, and protection of the Lord, and he will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. May the Lord bless you, lovely people.